Streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual. Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday on Fox Sports Radio at noon to 3 Eastern, 9 a.m. to noon Pacific. Find your local station for the Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Fox Sports Radio or FSR.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Well, I've been talking about this today. 2 years ago, I would have moved off Anthony Davis, and I don't know. Maybe he started drinking green smoothies, more sit-ups. I don't know what it is, but for the last year and a half, he's been the best defensive big in the league. Last night may have been one of his great games ever. 52 minutes. He's already now top five in minutes, and I do believe he is the most consistently talented player on the Lakers, not LeBron James. Chris Broussard joins us live. Brew, about 2 years ago, 3 years ago, they tried to hand him the baton, and he came into camp out of shape. And for about a year, I was done with him. Something's happened. But they're 6-4 without LeBron. D'Lo actually gets, I think, fits better with AD than with LeBron. To me, it feels like AD's team on most nights. Does it to you?
AD just doesn't really have the personality to take over the team. You know, he's got the ability, as you said. I mean, last night, he's playing on the floor with Giannis, and AD was the best player.
Yes.
I mean,
yes.
To have seven offensive rebounds against Milwaukee, they're a great team, obviously, and they're huge. And he still was dominant on the backboards, obviously. So I just don't think night in, night out, though, AD has that personality to take over the team like that. But to the point you were making, Colin, about D'Lo and maybe others fitting better around AD than LeBron, here's what it is. I think that these players, because of how great LeBron is and who he is in the league, his stature, I think there's a tendency to defer to him. When he's on the court, when he's playing, there's a tendency to defer a little too much or look a little too much for him, and then you don't play as well. What's turned D'Angelo Russell around over the second half of the season was him finally saying, and AD and LeBron pushing him, look, I'm just going to play my game. I'm not going to worry about, oh, LeBron's the first option, AD's second option, I'm third or fourth. I'm just going to be me and be aggressive. And now all of a sudden he's playing the best basketball in years that he's played, maybe of his career. And I think you saw that in Austin Reeves last night, who was great.
Yeah.
And so I think they, when LeBron's there, they can play five-player basketball. Like, they can play the type of offense where everybody's getting touches, everybody has the freedom to create, and obviously LeBron's going to do his thing. He's going to get you 25 points regardless, so you don't have to always run stuff for him or run stuff through him. Let these other guys, you know, do their thing too, and that makes you more dangerous as a team.
So the Warriors won last night. Miami rested some of their stars. I thought about a month ago, I thought they're really bridging the gap. Old guys, new guys, but they're, again, inconsistent. I don't know what you do. I think they're going to move off Klay Thompson probably, even though he's had some really good nights off the bench last night starting lineup. Where are you on the Warriors going forward? Do you, they don't match up with Denver, so, and I don't even know if they match up with the Lakers size. They're not going to beat Boston. They're not a championship team. Are you in the blow up phase? What do you do with them going forward?
Yeah, I mean, people are reluctant, and I get it. I guess we've always been that way when a superstar, top 10, 15 player of all time is still around. People are reluctant to say, it's over. Well, I'm not, Colin. It's over. The dynasty is done. All right. I mean, they're not going to beat the Lakers if they meet the Lakers in the play-in because their Lakers size does give them problems. And I don't think, look, could they spoil a better team's, you know, or a team that thinks it's got a nice postseason run in it? Sure, they could upset somebody, but they have no chance of winning the West. I don't even think they make a deep playoff round run. I don't think they make it to the second round, if that. So it's over. I think they need this offseason. They got to move off Chris Paul. They got to move off Klay. Look, he's a legendary. He's going to be a Hall of Famer. He's one of their best players ever. But we've seen teams that keep a player around just because of what he's done. It doesn't end up well. And so I think they got to, if they want to have a chance to try to rebuild this thing on the fly around Steph, they're going to have to make those two tough decisions. It's Klay, obviously, much tougher than CP3. And then I think you got Steph and Kuminga as kind of your guys going forward, and you just try to build around them. So, but yeah, the dynasty as we knew it is dead, period.
So I gave Milwaukee a little bit of a pass last night. First of all, they blew a big lead. That is the NBA in 2024. 15-point, 18-point leads mean nothing. Too many good players, too many good shooters.
Right.
The second thing is they've been on a stretch here for about 2.5, 3 weeks. They're playing good teams. They look tired down the stretch. They couldn't get stops. But I do think if they face Boston and Boston just shreds them, and I think Boston matches up very well with Milwaukee, I do think Dame was a bit of a Hail Mary. My takeaway is Milwaukee either has to get to the conference finals and give Boston a real battle, or if they get vanquished, if they get run over by Boston, I think Giannis, if you listen to his language the last 2 years, he's been westernized. He wants to win now. I mean, and by the way, I'm not knocking it, but a lot of times international players come in, they're loyal, they play nice. He's over that. He'll fire a coach now. What happens if Milwaukee gets rolled by Boston? And I think they would. Where does Giannis go? Does he stay? Is he satisfied?
Well, I think, look, there's a few things. Number one, they got to get to the conference finals. And even that's not good enough. Let's face it. When they made that trade for Dame, it was championship or bust. Okay. And that's what it should be for this team. They got to win a championship, not just get there. They've won one already without Dame. So that is the charge. But looking at the way they've played this season, obviously they've had a coaching change. They don't have the athleticism and the depth that you might want them to have. At the very least, they have to get to the conference finals. And as you said, if they play Boston well, I actually think it would be a good series. I'm picking Boston to win the East, but I think Milwaukee would give them some challenges in that conference final. If they do that, then you say, okay, we got our building blocks of Giannis and Dame. Let's just add around them. They need some wing athleticism, defenders, things like that. But I think they would go into next year like, this is it. This is the 1 year we've got to get it done, because they can make excuses. Doc will have some excuses, you know, if he just came in midway through the season and all that. As far as Giannis, I think he'd be there next year, Colin, if they don't win it this year. But I do agree with you. And here's, I agree. That's a great comment you make about him being a bit westernized, right? But also Giannis is the caliber of player where he's going to really be criticized and his stature will be taken down if he does not win. There are only a handful of players like that. All right. LeBron was in that class. Kevin Durant was in that class. And we saw what they did. They moved around so they could win. Dame is not really in that class. Most smaller guards and players aren't in that class. But Giannis, if Giannis doesn't win another championship, people are going to really be taking knocks at his legacy.
Yeah.
And he understands that, as you said, being westernized now. So I do think he'll be looking around, and I don't think it will happen next year. But if they don't win it this year or next year, then, yeah, I think he definitely could be on the move.
So Zach Edey, 7'4", good closer, very back to the basket. It works at Purdue in college basketball, but college basketball fans get worked up if you suggest that dude, he can't play in the league. He doesn't move great laterally, and the NBA is a spacing speed league. When you've talked to anybody about Zach Edey, is he just not an NBA player at all?
Look, I think he's on a roster. You know, some people are saying late first round or mid first round pick. I think late first round at best, maybe a second round pick. I think he'll be on a roster, but you said it. He can't move well enough in today's NBA. It's just as simple as that. He will get exploited to the nth degree on defense. And I know he'll block some shots when he's got a chance, get a few rebounds. But teams, you know, if you got a big that can shoot, I mean, teams are just going to have a field day with him defensively. So that's the problem. So I don't think he has any type of NBA career of substance, but I do think he gets on a roster and stays in the league for a little while.
Yeah. He's such a dominant college player. It's just, but I was talking about it earlier. Tebow was a dominant college player in football. Sometimes sports are different stylistically. It doesn't work. Chris Broussard, he's on After Us, First Things First. Good seeing you, Brew.
You too, Colin.
All right.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game, King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
I'm not guarding like that, CJ.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com.
J-Mac with the news.
No.
Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
Let's pivot to the NFL and the New York Giants, the third best team in the great state of New York. Giants took a significant step backward offensively last season, despite spending money all around. Nothing's worked for them. Heading into year three, Brian Daboll knows things have to change, and he's considering taking over the offensive play calling duties.
So something that I'm looking into, I've talked to, I think there's 20
head coaches at this point in time that call plays in the league. I've been doing a bunch of research, but no decision's been made. I'm still going through that process and, you know, thinking about what we need to do. Yeah, I did it for a long time, but again, there's a lot of things that go into it. Again, part of the evaluation that I talked to Daryl is some other things too that I'm looking into, and take my time and do what I think is best for the team.
Sounds to me like a guy who knows he's on the hot seat, and I'm not putting my job in the hands of some offensive coordinator. Brian Daboll knows how to call plays. Problem is, as a head coach,
do you want to
do that and still run the entire show?
Take Carolina out. Just take them off the board. That's a circus. No talent. Second worst team in the league. I think it's New England Giants are battling for it.
I don't disagree. I think the Giants, if you remove the Jets, their starting quarterback, if he's not healthy, they're not that much better than the Giants. They do have a good defense. But, like, yeah, it's weird. You had a rant last year about New York teams just stinking in sports across the board.
Well, high taxes, bad weather, a lot of pressure. Now, in Los Angeles, you have high taxes, but great weather, and the media is not as relentless. It's for a big market, Los Angeles is pretty laid back. You can also hide in Los Angeles.
There's a million things going on.
It's a very spread out city. So in New York, you get incredible, you even get a city tax. You get taxed to death. The weather's lousy. The media is rough.
Well,
and it's a hard city to get around.
In L.A., I would say the media goes after the Lakers and Dodgers a lot, but they kind of give a pass to the NFL teams, right? Like,
I think the media in this town is pretty forgiving. This is not Boston, New York, or Philly. It's just, and by the way, there are things about the media in the Northeast I love. I think sports talk radio in the Northeast is better. You know, like Chicago, New York, Philly. It's intense. It's hard. They talk
sports.
Smart?
Is it smart? Or
well,
is it just
I've heard a lot of smart shows, I think there's an intensity to it. You know, in L.A. and the West Coast, it's guy talk. It's no problem. There's a sunny day tomorrow. It's a different vibe out here. And there are parts of the Northeast I love. I think it's, but I'm saying, New York is in about a 10-year cycle. Everything stinks.
Yeah.
And that's weird because out in L.A., I mean, who's the third biggest pro athlete in New York City? Aaron Judge. Aaron Rodgers.
Jalen Brunson?
Yeah. You could go to our ninth biggest. Is it Matt Stafford? I mean, our coaches, Harbaugh, Sean McVay, Lincoln Riley, our coaches are stars.
Well, let me ask you real quick. You're a radio guy. When I lived in the Northeast, yeah. I would be driving around. You turn on sports talk radio, usually Francesa, and he's talking about like the middle relief for
the
Yankees.
Well, it's very intense.
And I'm talking, that's like often. I'm instantly like, what do I care
about?
Well,
it's a different culture. The weather is worse. You're trapped indoors. You watch more television. Out west, our weather is more moderate. And I always said, we love sports out here. But the minute your team is average, people bail.
Yeah.
Out east or in the Midwest, your teams are average. It's the winter. Yeah. It's cold in the fall. It's a lousy spring. You sit indoors and watch it. Out here, the minute a team is average, there's just beaches, mountains, Vegas, 68 degrees every. It's just a different vibe. There are things about the West I love, the moderate weather, but there's an intensity to the Northeast that I really appreciate. They so deeply care.
But I thought you were more of a moderate as opposed to at the extremes of anything.
I tend to be, but I can also appreciate intensity. I can appreciate like living and breathing for your baseball team. It's kind of comical, but I appreciate it.
Okay. Let's go to the Rams. By the way, Rams with a nice pickup. According to Adam Schefter, the LA Rams are signing Tredavious White to a 1-year, $8.5 million deal.
I thought this was an underreported. I mean, I wouldn't do a rant on it, but he's a high-end starter when healthy.
Yeah, in New York, this would be like a one-hour radio topic. But
no, come on.
White is coming off a torn Achilles.
Yes, okay. Yes.
And now there's zero pass rush with Aaron Donald gone. So he's going to be on an island when he's clearly past his prime.
Let's slow down. Going to attack. First of all, they had two picks last year on the D-line, and one was up for Defensive Rookie of the Year. So they'll have a pass rush. They are also they have a first, a second, and two-thirds. They're going to attack the defensive line. I assure you. I will bet you they'll start with an edge, second-round defensive tackle, second pick in the third-round defensive end. And then they'll wedge a receiver in there.
So now you're like, those rookies have to hit to help Tre'Davious
White.
Well,
if a couple hit. Their scouting department's been pretty darn good. They don't have a lot of busts.
I get it. You know, you and Steed are buddies. I'm sure you guys are hanging out, and he's watching the show.
Not buddies.
I don't know if the way you speak glowingly about these guys. Remember Vegas, DraftKings win total was 8.5? Tre'Davious White ain't moving that number.
I got news for you. Last year, I took the Rams over. This year, I'm taking them over. You cannot have a sport with a top 5 head coach, a top 6 quarterback, a top 10 receiving duo, 11 draft picks, the offensive line solved, and tell me in an offensive league in a weaker conference you can't win 9 games.
You can't.
That's one of the best over bets on the board.
Probably one of my 3 worst takes last year was the Rams would be rebuilding.
That was a smelly take.
I said Aaron Donald would maybe be on the market to be traded at the deadline. Obviously didn't happen. Maybe you're right on the Rams. We'll wrap up with the Jags as the final story here. So they were 8-3 last year, looked to be headed toward an AFC South title. Remember, there was discussions. Are they going to get the number one seed? Well, they cratered. Everything went poorly. Lost 5 of their final 6. And then in week 18, a brutal loss. Doug Peterson is hoping to change things and get them back on top in the AFC South.
I guess. I mean, you know, now we're going back to the hunter again, right? I mean, but, you know, this is the culture that I want to establish in Jacksonville, and this is the reason why you go get guys like Mitch Morse and Eric Armsteads and the Darnell Savages and guys that have been to the postseason. These guys have been captains on their teams, and, you know, they've been to Super Bowls. They've been to AFC Championship games. You know, so these guys know how to win, and that's kind of the influx of talent that we want to bring onto this, our young roster, guys that have been there, done that.
I like their moves. I have them winning their division. I like their moves. They were 3-6 in their last 9 games, but Trevor Lawrence was not healthy.
Mm-hmm.
So I have them winning the division.
Media loves to make excuses for, what does Nick call him, the Prince or something? What does he call Trevor Lawrence? Doesn't he have some nickname for him?
Who's that?
Yeah, somebody who was promised. He loves Trevor Lawrence. Trevor Lawrence has not been great. Let's be real. Coming out, he was, oh my gosh, this guy from Clemson is going to be a star. Colin, the turnovers, they haven't stopped. I like Lawrence. I'm rooting for him.
Look at that hair. How can you root against him? That's quarterback franchise quarterback hair.
Okay. Best quarterback in the division. Let's hear it.
Can we just let it play out?
No.
Right now, I would take Trevor Lawrence, but C.J. Stroud had a very good rookie year. How about Thanksgiving? We go back and look at Thanksgiving. By Thanksgiving, I think C.J. Stroud.
Okay. Fine. Heading into this season, who do you have more confidence in? Trevor Lawrence, who, by the way, lost Calvin Ridley, or C.J. Stroud?
Trevor Lawrence, by an inch. Very close. I think they're both very good. I like them both.
I am team Trevor Lawrence. I'm a huge fan.
Yeah, no, I like them both. I'm allowed to like both. Just because I like somebody an inch less. If C.J. Stroud gives me another 6-8 weeks like last year, you know, there is a saying called sophomore slump.
Uh-huh. Oh, but does that apply to Jordan Love, too, who you love and had a
then he's
season?
Not a sophomore slump. He's in year 5.
Yeah, he didn't play for 3 years.
Yeah, but he's not a sophomore.
Who do you feel better about, Jordan Love or C.J. Stroud heading into the season?
C.J. Stroud.
So Lawrence, Stroud, and Love, you would go?
Again, inches, not feet. I think Jordan Love is excellent, but I think Trevor Lawrence is top 10, and C.J. Stroud looks like he's going to be top 10. I don't think Jordan Love's there yet. I'd have him more in the 12-13, but I want to see him play. I think when Jordan Love got 2 guys in trouble. Justin Fields and him played in week 18, and Jordan Love looked like Tom Brady and Mahomes combined, and Chicago looked at that and went, that's who we got to face twice a year with Justin Fields. We're out. And I think Dak played him, and Jerry Jones went, that's the Packers quarterback for the next 10 years. He outplayed Dak in our stadium, and he was brilliant. I think Jordan Love got a couple of people in trouble. I think Jerry looked at Dak next to him and went, whoa, and I think the Chicago people went, yeah, 10 times we got to play him in the next 5 years. We can't beat him with our quarterback.
There's an argument. 3 years in, of those 3 quarterbacks, you have the most questions about Trevor Lawrence, okay?
Okay, here are the injuries Trevor Lawrence faced in the last part of the season.
Okay.
Knee bruise, ankle sprain, concussion, shoulder sprain. Guys barely got out of bed in the morning.
Oh, he's like 26 years old. What are you talking about? You don't want NBA players to rest, but a knee bruise for Trevor Lawrence. Oh, my gosh. He's not the same guy. Give me a break.
You ever had your shoulder sprained?
I've had worse.
Please.
I'm not playing tackle football.
You've lived a cushy shoot threes and play no D life.
I'm a little soft.
J-Mac with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Lie News.
All right. Mascot or mask not? We played this game last year. How much do I know? How little do I know next?
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Hey, gang, this is Jay Glazer, host of Unbreakable, a mental wealth podcast. And every week, we will have on leaders from sports, entertainment, like Sean McVay, Lindsey Vonn, Michael Phelps, David Spade, Guy Fieri, and also those who can help us in between the ears. Anyone from a therapist to someone like Ed Milet or John Gordon. We've all been through some sort of adversity. To get to the top, we've all used different tools. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer and Mental Wealth Podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get podcasts.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all. But I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
I'm not guarding like that, CJ.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. Crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com.
All right, J-Mac, the tournament is in full swing. We did this game. We do it once a year where I have to guess. You know, there's 360 Division I basketball teams. There's a lot of teams out there. And I'm pretty good on your top 50. Then you get into the weeds, and I'm not great. So we're calling it mascot or mask not. You give me a school, and I try to guess the mascot in these, you know, men's, women's tournaments, all this activity out there. Okay. You ready to go?
I am. Let's start with mascot or mask not Morehead State Eagles. Beaker. Is that the mascot or is that not a real mascot?
Morehead State. Is Beaker their mascot?
Last year I had some tears in my eyes during this segment.
It's so bad. I'm going to say mascot.
Got it. Wow. Well done.
I just don't think our staff's clever enough to come up with such an awful nickname.
How is Beaker awful? Remember Bunsen and Beaker, Muppet Babies? Don't?
Okay. No, I don't.
All right. Let's move on. Mascot or mask not Purdue Boilermakers, the Purdue.
Well, I've seen the mascot. And I think that's really good, so I'm going to say real.
No, it's fake.
They should change it to that.
The Purdue.
I think it's funny.
Very appealing.
What is it? Well, it's a Boilermaker, obviously.
Yes. But Purdue Pete is the real mascot.
That's Purdue Pete?
Yeah.
For a school that's that smart.
Purdue.
That's
Pete.
It?
Yeah. Purdue Pete is the real
mascot. I think Purdue rolls.
Yes, yes.
How about we give a slight bonus payment to the producer in the back that came up with it?
I have a feeling.
Purdue is crazy not to steal that.
Yes, yes. All right. Mascot or mask not. NC State Wolfpack. Mr. Wolf.
That's real.
Hey, it's okay. Two out of three, not bad. We're not rooting NC State against Marquette. Let's move on. Mascot or mask not, Florida Atlantic Owls, whoever. Whoever.
That seems awful vague.
Whoever.
That's fake.
Hard to sell it. Oh, they had a good run last year. Not so much this year. Next up, mascot or mask not, Utah State Aggies, steer clear.
I'm in Utah. I should know that.
You should.
It's up in
steer
Ogden.
Clear. You get it? Steer.
Again, I think it's close to that, but I think that's fake.
Wow, he's on fire. Cooking with gas. 4 for 5.
What's the real one?
The real mascot is Big Blue. Very original.
Oh, it's not close.
Yeah. Okay. All right, next up, mascot or mask not, Virginia Cavaliers. Cavman.
Again, this is one of America's great public institutions.
Phenomenal school.
I can't believe Cavman. I've seen the mascot 100 times. I'm going to say fake.
So sorry. It's real. Cavman is the real mascot for UVA. Next up, mascot or mask not, Dayton Flyers, Flyer Miles.
That's totally fake.
Correct. The real mascot is Rudy Flyer. I don't know. It sounds so dumb.
That's so bad.
Sorry, Dayton fans. Mascot or mask not, Kansas Jayhawks, Big J and Baby J.
Big J, Little J.
Oh, that script says.
Yeah, I think that's false. Fake.
It's real. That's like the real mascot. I don't know.
I know fans are probably like, how do you not know that? I've seen all these.
No fans are saying that. No, come on. Hey, there's Little J. That doesn't exist.
I thought it was like Chalk Talk Hawk something, you know.
Rock Chalk. Yes, yes, close. All right, mascot or mascot, BYU Cougars, Kit Romney.
That's terrible. That is fake. That is.
The real name is Cosmo the Cougar. Kit Romney's pretty damn good. Okay, mascot or mascot not, South Dakota State Jackrabbits, Colin. He's wearing his hat backwards.
Okay, so. Oh, he's wearing his hat backwards. So they're screwing with me. That's fake.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Yeah. All right, let's move on to this. I thought the toughest one. Mascot or mask not, Yale Bulldogs, Handsome Dan.
That's a good-looking dog right there.
That's no money.
Yale, well, they are the Yale Bulldogs. You know, you ever been to the Yale Bowl when you were back there? I made a trip to the Yale Bowl just for the history. When I was back east, I went to West Point, which is unbelievable.
I've heard.
Stayed the night at West Point. Amazing. And then I went to the Yale Bowl, which wasn't far from where I lived. Kind of fascinating place, one of the legendary stadiums in America. They've got a good basketball team. Harvard's got a good football team. Princeton does basketball. Yale's got a basketball team.
Yeah, they won a game in the tournament.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Handsome Dan. I say that's real.
Okay, back on the winning track. Nicely done. Next up, mascot or mask not, Long Beach State, LB.
That's clever. I think that'd be real. I like that.
Wow, good one. I thought that was definitely fake. But
LB,
yes,
Long Beach, LB, yeah.
Mascot or mask not, Nebraska Cornhuskers, Lil Cobb Costas. Cobb, Nebraska Corn.
Bob went to Syracuse. Bob didn't go to Nebraska. That's false. That's fake. It's Lil Red, isn't it?
Lil Red, yes, you got it. Wow. Yeah. Damn. All right, finally, mascot or mascot, Houston Cougars, Manther and Puma Thurman.
Well, I can see them in the last 5 years because it's kind of a ascending, fledgling. I mean, it was great Fi Slamma Jamma and didn't do anything for a while. Now it's like hot again.
Kelvin Sampson has
I could see somebody having fun with it.
Manther and Puma Thurman.
I'm going to go crazy and say that's real. It's fake.
It's Shasta and Sasha, apparently, is the real one.
Jim Nance would have known that. I didn't have any idea.
Yeah, you didn't. Uma Thurman didn't.
Well, I knew it was, but I could see somebody having fun in Houston as they've kind of revitalized their program. I've always told you the best college basketball team that never won a championship was the Houston Cougars when they had Akeem Olajuwon and Clyde Drexler. And they had other players, Rob Young, Larry Mashou. I mean, they were just stacked. And then the St. John's team that had Mark Jackson, Bill Wennington, who I saw this weekend.
He was in the NBA for a long time.
Yeah, he's a Bulls broadcaster. Funny guy. They had Willie Glass.
Walter Berry,
Chris Mullen. They did not win.
They were good.
Those two teams, it's insane how much talent they
had. It's weird. You're kind of decent at like 70s, 80s sports trivia.
Well, back then you didn't have, the internet wasn't a thing.
Your brain wasn't like Instagram.
I mean, literally when I grew up, I would go out in my yard, draw like baseball Dodgers, Cincinnati Reds, Braves lineups, and I'd play wiffle ball.
With yourself?
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah, I did the exact same thing.
Yeah, I would announce the games, and because I grew up in the sticks, so I didn't have real close neighbors. So you just learned to be creative and do play-by-play with myself playing basketball and... I mean, I can go back.
That's wild. I thought I was like the only guy who did that.
No. My 1970s sports knowledge is Rain Man. Everybody makes fun. This is what, when you were a kid, you didn't have all these outlets to go waste your time. We didn't have iPhones, internet, cable TV. Like, that was brand new. Yeah. I mean, you watched baseball on Saturday on NBC. You had one big baseball game. And in the 70s and 80s, it was Reds, Dodgers, Pirates, Phillies were usually those teams. Mm. And that's back in the senior circuit when the National League dominated. They had all the good teams.
I'll take your word for it.
Yeah, well, you don't mess around with Rain Man. He knows his stuff. All right, first things first is around the corner, and I'm really fired up for some of these Gonzaga-Purdue basketball games over the weekend. I'll say it again. Go Chalk. Favorites win. Think Purdue beats Gonzaga.
Any number ones going down in the Sweet 16?
We'll discuss that tomorrow. It's the Herd.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.